We have goals that we want to achieve every single day that impact our environment, our city, our citizens, the people that I see in front of me every single day.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech Podcast. I am so thrilled to be here in Christchurch at an incredible place called the Ministry of Awesome. Tell me, what is the Ministry of Awesome?
So the Ministry of Awesome is the hub of the startup innovation and entrepreneurial ecosystem here in Christchurch. We were founded about 5 years ago, right after the earthquake, when everybody was in a really dark state. And Ministry of Awesome came about basically to focus the conversations and focus the vision on moving forward, not looking backwards, keeping the eye on the prize, building a brand new city. We did all sorts of incredible things, like working with organizations who had ideas on how to fill the empty spaces that houses used to be in, how to help businesses pick up from where they left off, how to rehouse. And one of the first things we did is create one of Christchurch's first co-working spaces, which is Awesome HQ, and that's where we're sitting right now. And then we started to put on a whole series of events for entrepreneurs, for innovators, for change makers, for people who really just wanted to make our city grow and make our city kind of a leading light in our region. And so Ministry of Awesome was born out of that. And everything that we've done since then is all around driving Christchurch into, I guess, world leadership from the point of view of being one of the world's most sustainable cities, one of the most innovative cities, and one of the most entrepreneurial, innovation-friendly cities.
And now, before we even move forward, go ahead and formally introduce yourself to everybody.
So I'm Marian Johnson, and my title is Chief Awesome Officer at Ministry of Awesome. And basically, I'm the chief exec.
And okay, I saw you earlier today helping someone. What's the mentorship culture behind the Ministry of Awesome?
So the mentorship culture is all around. We have so many entrepreneurs and innovators in Christchurch. Lots of people actually have come to Christchurch since the earthquake. We seem to attract a lot of people who are really excited about taking risks and really excited about pursuing innovative opportunities. And we really spend a lot of time talking to entrepreneurs about their ideas, helping them put a solid sort of business framework behind their ideas so that they can get foundations for success down early so that they have more of a chance of succeeding later.
And what attracted you to come? You've been everywhere. So what you've been in New York,
yep.
And you've been in was it Savannah, Georgia, or where in Georgia?
Well, my parents are from Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
My dad's from Elberton, Georgia. My mom is from Athens, Georgia. But my dad was an American diplomat, so I was born in Bangladesh, and I grew up in India and Afghanistan and Kuwait and all over the show. Basically representing the American government in all these places that have now had civil wars, coup d'etats, and they're like major places where a lot of bad stuff is happening. And I swear that wasn't my dad. It was just foreign policy and how it changes. But anyway, when I graduated from Tufts University, I moved to New York and I spent the first 4 years in media and marketing. And then I pretty much continued that on with Universal Studios and Discovery Networks in London. I launched a TV station in Budapest. And then I came to Christchurch with my New Zealand husband because we had babies and we didn't want to grow them up in London where commutes were hideous and I didn't want to have three nannies and I didn't want to be on a plane every 20 seconds. So I came to Christchurch and when I first got here, I thought my life was over. I truly did. I swear to God, I got here and thought, oh my God, I've made a huge, huge mistake. Yeah. Here I am at the bottom of the world. I'm even in tomorrow. It's yesterday in the United States. That's how far away I am. And that was kind of true for the first 4 years that I was here. But then the earthquake happened and something really interesting happened. All of the conservative people of Christchurch took off. They didn't want to be part of the shaking and the rumbling. They, you know, the whole idea of the rebuild and how long it was going to take was a misery to them. And all the carpetbaggers arrived. All of the people who were extremely pro-risk, all of those people who wanted to invent something new, who wanted to create a new city, everybody who has turned up here is now on this mission, hell-bent on creating this city of opportunity, either for themselves or for the city and generally as a whole. And honestly, I cannot think of a place I would rather be than in Christchurch, New Zealand, which is crazy. But that's just how it is.
That's so cool. When did you first fall in love with technology?
Well, technology has always been a huge part of what I've been doing here in Christchurch. Before that, I was kind of in old school traditional television, which I guess that's technology for 1950, but not for now. But I led a software development company that did a lot of work around agribusiness. And here in Canterbury, we have a huge agricultural sector. I think one of New Zealand's largest exports is dairy. And then after that, potentially it's wool, but certainly our agriculture is really huge. And the work that we were doing was all around environmental sustainability with farmers, because you probably know that dairy has a really bad impact on the environment and on water management in particular. And so the technology that we were working on really was all about making sure that farmers could farm sustainably and that New Zealand could carry on exporting what they export, but do it in a way that would be balanced for the environment. So that wouldn't have been possible without technology previously. From that point of view, it just made a huge impact on the work that we could do and on our economy.
And what's a huge challenge that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it being the leader that you are?
Gosh, that's a good question.
Like when Ministry of Awesome was being created, what was a huge hurdle?
Well, I'll tell you what. Earlier, we were talking about purpose.
Yeah.
And I know this is going to sound really naff because everybody's always talking about purpose these days. But in all of the roles that I've had up until now, they were around profit and loss. They were about hitting targets. They were really 100% about commercial outcomes. And you could buy into that, and you could get really excited about hitting your targets and making sure that your employees were hitting their KPIs and so on. But the broader purpose of like what motivated me as a human being was kind of missing. And so I would say one of the biggest challenges that I've had over my career is finding my purpose. And I would have to say that for one of probably two careers I've had where purpose was something that was evident every single day is what I'm doing here as Chief Awesome Officer at Ministry of Awesome. We definitely have a purpose. We have a huge mission in front of us. We have goals that we want to achieve every single day that impact our environment, our city, our citizens, the people that I see in front of me every single day. So I think that's been a huge challenge. I don't know if that I've overcome it. I've just attained it. Now I have a real sense of purpose.
Totally.
And that makes everything that I do so much more meaningful.
And I love the vulnerability in you sharing that. Now, I know you have a meeting to go to. So how can people get in touch with you? Can they find you on social? How can they look into Ministry of Awesome more?
Yep. So my Twitter handle is @MarianNNZ. Or you could look at Ministry of Awesome. Obviously, we're ministryofawesome.com. We're also on a Facebook page. So just connect with us on those channels if you like.
And can you spell your name just in case?
Yeah, it's Marian, M-A-R-I-A-N, like made Marian.
Awesome. Thanks so much for hanging out with the Women
Thank
in Tech
you
podcast.
So much. Thank you.
I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Remember to say hello at Women in Tech Show on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Bye.
UpGuard. One of my favorite companies in Mountain View combines asset discovery, security ratings, and vendor questionnaires for the only complete cyber risk solution. Not only do they keep us safe online, they empower women in tech internally. They focus on hiring female engineers to make sure that we rise to the top. So I welcome you to take a look at their job opportunities from Mountain View to New York, New York to Sydney, Australia. They are a company worth exploring. Their mentorship culture is magnetic. Mention the Women in Tech podcast when you apply. Just as they celebrate women in tech, we want to celebrate you too. So make sure to let us know when you've reached out to UpGuard, and we'll make sure to feature you on the Women in Tech social channels. We believe in you. UpGuard.com. Visit them for yourself. You'll see exactly what I mean. The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.